Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast, in which I'll give you some tips about unusual and fun things to do in Scotland. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit and stay in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll cover a recent post I've collated on Europe à la carte, giving some of the best tips for things to do in Scotland written by members of the Europe à la carte blogging team. I won't have time to cover everything, so if you want to read all the tips and see the lovely photos, you should come to the blog at europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Now, as you may have observed, I'm Scottish, so I'm bound to be biased in thinking that Scotland is really beautiful. But I'm sure after you hear some of these tips and see the photos that you'll agree and you'll want to come to Scotland to see it for yourself as soon as possible. I visited the Shetland Islands for the first time in May 2010. My favourite spot was St Ninian's Beach, which was recommended to me by the taxi driver who picked me up at the airport. Just going to show you should always ask the locals for tips. It's a beach which has sea on either side because it's really like a walkway, a path from the main Shetland Island over to St Ninian's Isle. It's astoundingly beautiful, the colour of the sea and the sand. You almost could be in the Caribbean if it wasn't for that cold Scottish wind. You can get in touch with your mystical side at the Callanish Stones in the Hebrides. Andy wrote about his visit to the Stone Circle. I've been to the stones too, on a misty morning when no one else was there, and it was really a truly mystical experience. Unfortunately, I don't have the photos from my visit, as they were lost during a computer crash a few years ago. So just a warning, do always back up your photos, or at least put them on Flickr or something, so if your computer crashes, you haven't lost them. You'll be wowed by colour at the Biblical Garden in Elgin in Morayshire. This very colourful garden contains all 110 plants mentioned in the Bible. The sculptures around the garden are based on characters in various parables, including the Good Shepherd and the Prodigal Son. You can visit the Queen Mother's birthplace at Glam's Castle in Angus. Andy asked if Glam's Castle is Scotland's prettiest castle. I'm not sure about that. It's got some pretty stiff opposition and it didn't make it to my 3 favourite Scottish castles. But it was the birthplace of the mother of the current UK monarch, Queen Elizabeth II. You can imagine yourself in Antarctica at Discovery Point in Dundee, where you can board the Antarctic Explorer Captain Scott's ship. The ship was built in Dundee, which is also the city of my birth. If you'd like to meet the famous Scottish poet Robbie Burns, you can see him at the Birks of Aberfeldy. A sculpture of the poet was unveiled in 2009 in honour of the 250th anniversary of his birth. Burns took the circular walk up to the beautiful Moness Waterfalls and was inspired to write the Birks of Aberfeldy. You can see Pictish cave art at the Weems Caves in Fife, where the drawings are believed to date from over 2,000 years ago. One of the clearest ones is of a trident in Jonathan's Cave. You can contemplate the power of the sea at St Abbs, where you can see the Eyemouth Disaster Memorial sculptures. The figures truly portray anguish as they look out at the sea, which claimed the deaths of so many fishermen in the Eyemouth disaster. You can take the spa waters at the St Ronan's Well in Innerleithen in the Scottish Borders. I hope you've enjoyed the tips and thanks for listening to this podcast, and I hope you'll join us again soon.